WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today's episode is all about something we could all use a little more of. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, trip over your own 2 feet, or just generally have one of those days where it feels like the universe is conspiring against you. We've all been there, right? But how often do we treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend going through the same thing? That's what we're diving into today, turning that inner critic down a notch and learning to be our own best buddies. Now, self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass for everything or becoming a pushover. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about accepting those imperfections with grace and treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you would offer someone you care about. Here are 5 key takeaways that can really help you practice self-compassion every single day. First, recognize your humanity. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Ever notice how we're quick to forgive our friends' slip-ups but hold ourselves to a ridiculously high standard? It's time to ditch that double standard. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Think about your favorite fictional characters, they stumble, they make bad choices, and yet we still root for them. Why should we treat ourselves any differently? Second, practice mindfulness. This is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, acknowledge them, but don't get sucked into them. Just observe them like passing clouds. Remember that your thoughts are not facts, they are just thoughts, and you have the power to choose which ones you focus on. Third, cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd probably offer words of encouragement and support. Do the same for yourself. Talk to yourself with kindness, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your victories, big or small. Fourth, find common ground. Remember that everyone struggles with self-doubt, insecurity, and fear at some point. You're not alone in this journey. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly powerful. Share your experiences, listen to their stories, and build a supportive community. Finally, practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a sense of contentment. Think about all the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Focusing on the positive can help you overcome negativity and build resilience. Now, let me share a quick story that illustrates how self-compassion can work in real life. Imagine Sarah, who's preparing for a big presentation at work. She's feeling anxious, doubting her abilities, and replaying every possible scenario in her head, most of them ending in disaster. Her inner critic is going wild. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself that everyone gets nervous before important events, and focuses on the positives. She's prepared, she knows her stuff, and she's excited to share her ideas. See the difference? Sarah chooses to treat herself with kindness and understanding, recognizing her feelings without letting them define her. She reframes the situation, focusing on her strengths and the opportunity ahead. And you know what? That shift in mindset can make all the difference. So remember, friends, practice self-compassion daily. Be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your victories. You deserve it. Now go out there and be awesome. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to treat themselves with kindness. And if you enjoyed today's episode, leave a review, it really helps others find the show. Until next time, keep being your amazing selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.